Don't mind the bag of chips and all the other stuff.
No, I appreciate this so much because, like, you know, my boy Joy, man, that's real. So welcome to On the Red podcast. I'm your host, Reggie Guyton. This is the second installment of who knows how many. And in the studio today, I have Clements Ahiabla. I got it right?
Correct.
Okay, yes, sir. I'm real big on trying to get names right. First
Ahiabla.
And Clem has become a real, like, real close, good friend. I shouldn't say close because we just started getting to know each other. But, like, I appreciate your energy, man. Like, positive vibes, always. You
got
to have that in your life. You got to have it.
Must.
Yeah. And also, I have Alex Glover here with us today. An innocent bystander that I kind of just, like, kidnapped for a little bit.
Alex in the house. What?
It's all love. It's all good. First off, I guess I should, like, really get down to the nitty gritty. Clem, why don't you tell us what you do? Like,
I call it art, but, you know.
Right.
Yeah, it's I do personal training. You know, I'm a fitness instructor. Others would call it. I do group classes. I do one-on-ones. I do meal suggestions. I can't really, you know, write or say meal plans or whatever because I'm not, certified in that area. So I got to stay in my lane.
Sure. Yeah.
And, but I mean, all the stuff that I do recommend, you know, I'd say it's from experience. So, yeah, this is from my years of, you know, trial and error and, what I've learned and, you know, just basically took what works, you know, and kind of ran with it, and what doesn't, just kind of try to chuck that, and so all trial and error.
Right, yes. Right on. And one thing that, like, I mean, of course, like, I've noticed some of your classes, and I've seen people working in the gym, and Lex is actually a testimonial to that.
I sure am.
You've been working on his fitness. Summer body's not gonna get itself, so.
Okay.
I mean, anybody is a summer body, but, like, you know, sculpt it out like you want to.
Right.
You
know? For real, so for real.
Trying to figure it out last minute.
Exactly.
It don't work like that.
It's not.
So summer's here. You're not going to get your abs in 2 weeks. You know,
Right. It's levels. Yeah. You just got to suck it in like.
It's levels to be in the house.
Yeah. It is. The foolery. I'm here for it. But you know what? This is actually really timely because, you know, we're about to enter. We're in the thick of the holiday season, you know, and Christmas is coming up if it hasn't already passed by the time you listen. So people will be getting their New Year's resolutions on. And
they should have already been planning for that.
Right, I'm saying.
You got to start, like, in December. No, like, well, I wouldn't say, like, before December, you know, like, or at least have an idea of what you want to, you know, start your New Year's. Like, with, you don't want to wait till New Year's to say, oh, well, today's the first, let me start it out. Because then, you know, then when the first is coming, you're like, okay, let me start prepping, you know. Even, like, let's say you just had an idea on December, you know. So while January's coming, you already have, like, okay, I want to do this. You already got a list of things, and then you can eliminate, like, this is what's very important to me. Mm-hmm. Let me really focus on that, you know. And, oh, this is all, like, all learn. This is all new, so I'm actually trying this my first time, you know. Okay. Last year, I wouldn't even say I had a resolution. I actually didn't, you know. I just had a lot of things that I wanted to do, and I made sure, you know, I just did them instead of, like, you know, thinking about it too much. And but there was a period of time, thanks to my goddad, he introduced me to a planner that definitely changed my life. Writing things down makes a big difference, you know. So, you know, being able to, you know, after just having that idea of what I want to do, you know, just kind of breaking it down into, like, you know, small, you know, attainable goals.
Sure.
So just make it slightly easier, you know, or I wouldn't even say easier, doing, like, a little bit of something, you know, and it progressively, you know, gets into like, gets, you get the bigger picture at the end. So
right, because you're not going to be able to do like, you know, you're not going to be able to bench press like 165 right out the jump. That's dead.
Yeah.
You got to work up. You'll be dead. You trying so hard. But you know, like you said, incremental goals and benchmarks
right.
are the way to do it. As much with anything, you know, you gotta learn to walk before you run, and before you run, and shoot, you before you before you walk, you gotta learn to crawl. Right. You know, there's so many steps that you gotta get started doing, but you gotta get started first. So. Yeah.
It
I feel
takes
you.
How many days for a habit to begin?
21.
Right. 21.
So yeah. 20. To start yeah. On day one.
All right.
Hard, you know, you're not gonna hit them hard.
If nah.
You put any energy nah. Effort into it.
So right.
It makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm.
Right. And see, that's real funny because like, I have, gotten into the habit of trying to, get my life together, mm-hmm. and you know, just really work on. Just being a healthier person, you know, whether that's like, you know, increasing my breath support because I do sing, I do perform, because I do speak in front of people. I want to be able to like talk without being winded, you know, mm-hmm. and being able to do that unencumbered is essential to this job. So I have to be able to, you know, I'll be singing on the treadmill or on the elliptical trying mm-hmm. to like get my life together. Right. And it's been a process, and that's not an easy process. Mm-hmm. So this is good timing, honestly, because we're approaching the new year and everybody's like already working towards, well, they have an idea of what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And like you, I think you actually shared a post that said that people will be packed in the gym, you know, and you're trying to get in on the first or the second, you're going to struggle and you'll get discouraged. So what is your advice for helping people get out of that like slump of discouragement?
I'll definitely say find people who are on the same mission, you know, as you, because it makes it a lot easier for you that you're not around people who are unmotivated, who don't want the same goals. I mean, that's going to be, you know, a downer for anybody that's trying to do anything positive. You know, you don't want to be around anybody that's going to be like, I don't want to do that. That don't sound fun. So I'd recommend, you know, finding a friend or something, or shoot, even if not that, you know, find, listen to motivational podcasts or, you know, just anything motivational that's going to get you, you know, you up and going, because even I had to start from somewhere. I wasn't always, you know, this passionate about, you know, fitness or even about life in general. You know, I definitely had to, you know, definitely get somebody to kind of light that fire. And that came with, you know, motivational podcasts. You know, I had to definitely had somebody light the fire, like I said. So my brother is, you know, another... I said, my brother, that's my homie, little brother.
Yeah.
So just find people who are, you know, good friends, very great friends. Just talk to them about goals, fitness, or whatever it is. And, you know, I feel like if it's positive, I wouldn't turn it down, you know. And if, you know, if it's something that's going to be beneficial for you, I don't see why anybody would, you know, say no. So.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. And you're so right about finding somebody to go with you. It makes it go faster, or you know, I hate to put it like this, but misery loves company. And sometimes when you're lifting weights and you're dead, your muscles are burning and everything, it's nice to have somebody that you could gripe with a little
bit. It's that support, man. It's like having a hype man there. It's like, come on, like, one more rep.
Right, right.
You thought you was done? Come on, you could push it. And then, I don't know, whenever you do end up pushing and you didn't think you could, you're like, man, like, okay.
You do kind of get like a second win.
Definitely. It's like, okay, let's see what else I'm made out of. So it just kind of gives you that, not just, you know, that sense of accomplishment, but you become a lot more, I can't even think of the word right now. I'm having a brain fart. A lot more confident, you know. So it just, you know, it's not just about health and fitness, but it also helps, you know, the mentality aspect of it. So
true, yes. True. There's so many benefits to like to working out and exercising. Like I sleep better. Mm-hmm. I honestly feel like I have so much more focus, which is important for me because I'm the type of person that if I am not in a regular routine habit of being active, I get super just spacey. And like, mm-hmm. like you said, the scheduling becomes hard and like you got to have a planner and everything, but I really should have a planner anyway, but you know.
Oh, trust me, I'm overdue. Like I'm talking about prepping for next year, but I don't have one for next year yet. So
yeah, I've been looking. You got to find one. But like, again, going back to the group classes or going back to having a group, I've noticed even with the clips that you post on social media that the classes, like they look hard, but they look fun. You know what I'm saying? And there's yes. groups of people there that are sweating mm-hmm. and they're working. You can tell that they're working and it's really inspiring to see them getting their life together, you know? And do you think that the same response has been had by the people that you work with or the people that ask
oh, yeah.
to work with you?
Yeah, and that's another thing. You want to create, you know, the environment for, you know, a fun environment. You want to make people enjoy, you know. You don't want to go into a club where it's dead, you know. They're playing, I don't know.
Oldies. Like,
you know, just something that makes you want to walk out. So I definitely, you know, do like to set that environment when people come to the gym, you know. Just that music that makes you want to, you know, just push, you know.
He has good music.
Keep on going.
I will not start until the
music. Oh, yeah.
All right, let's get warm up. It's going to be like high kicks or what do you call it, fast feet?
Yeah, fast feet.
I'm looking at him like, okay, and when are you going to start the music so I can start? Because that music, I'm telling you, those songs, sometimes it's just not, I mean, it's not just the tempo, but it's like the message. The message will have you like, ready to give your all.
Yeah.
I was just, it's funny that you said that because I was just telling like people in my class, like, yeah. And like, because I'll tell people like to go and they're just looking around like, cause I actually have, you know, a client, you know, that he will not start until, you know, the music is going. So yeah, it's funny.
So we talked about a lot of different things, but one thing that we wanted to circle back to is what you need when you're a beginner, like what is really going to help you take not only your workout, but your results to the next level.
Right.
You know, you mentioned it, an accountability partner, but I mean, it's surely not just that.
No. Accountability partner is nice, but you know, I feel like before, you know, you do get the accountability partner, you have to be mentally prepared, you know, this is what I'm going to do and this is what I want to do. You know, you can't just jump on it because I feel like, you know, that's the wave, you know, like hot girl summer. Mm-hmm. Everybody's talking all this stuff, you know, summer comes and then everybody wants to get their hot girl or hot whatever, you know,
right.
body on, you know, hot bod, whatever. But, you know, it shouldn't be like that, you know, like mm-hmm. It has to be a lifestyle. And the only reason I'm saying that, you know, because it's actually what I had to, you know, go through to, you know, because at first when I started training, you know, I trained, but, you know, my whole nutrition and all that stuff was off. You know, you have to balance both and you have to make it a lifestyle. It's not just like, you know, 6 weeks. And after that 6 weeks, you know, you go back to everything because, I mean, you work to a certain point, you know, and you can't just like, start slacking as soon as you see the results.
Right.
That was another one of my problems when I first started, you know, training, because as soon as I saw my abs, you know, I'll bet, you know, I'm good.
I'm eating some chicken wings and pizza, you know?
Instantly, you know, that night, you know, I'll just fuck it off and, like, lose everything, you know? And then, like, after a while, you know, the beginning of this year, I started paying more attention to nutrition. And all year, you know, sure, I have my junk, you know, I'm not perfect, but I feel like it's all about balance, and that's where, you know, you have to make that, you know, decision. Okay, am I going to make this a lifestyle, or is this just for, a period of time, you know? Right. So, I mean, I didn't, like, want to make it a lifestyle, but, you know, to get the results and all the stuff I wanted to, you know, sure. But right now, like, I don't even think twice about it, you know? I feel like a lot of people stress about it, you know, think and, yeah. like, oh, I always got to eat broccoli and all that stuff, you know? Like, I'm telling you, like, these past 2-3 weeks, just like the holiday time since Thanksgiving, you know, mm-hmm. I've been having my bad days, you know, bad weekends and all
of
that
course,
stuff.
But
like,
of course,
you know,
holiday parties at the wazoo,
you know, but it's a lifestyle. So I can't just be like, oh, the holidays are here. You know, after the holidays, I'm just going to, you know, just go back and just not even work out, just eating and just kind of reverse everything I worked right. hard for. So after the holidays, you know, or even like I have to be cautious, you know. Just during the holidays, got to keep that balance. So that's where, you know, making a lifestyle, mm-hmm. you know, it's all about balance.
And it's not just like when you say make it a lifestyle, it's like scheduling, it's portion control, mm-hmm. it's, you know, again, eating for your body type or for mm-hmm. your blood type or whatever. It's amazing how far you go to make things consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, right.
Yeah. Balance. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people will probably be, you know, scared, like, oh, lifestyle, you know, I can't eat. Like, I got to make everything strict. You know, my mm-hmm. life's going to be boring. I can't go out drinking with my friends. I go out, you know, I kick with my friends, all that stuff. You
sure.
know, so. Yeah, I just don't want people to, like, stress out about it, you know, because this is the time that people usually would stress, you know, around the holidays. Oh, sure. you know, I'm eating too bad or I'm, you know, sure, enjoy your time, but, like, keep that balance, you know, mm-hmm. just like everything you do in life, you know, whatever, you know, you got to go to work, you work for your paycheck, you know, you're not just working for 6 weeks and you get your first paycheck and you're like, fuck it, you know.
Right.
There's certain people that do that, but like, you know.
You know, but after a while, you're just like, oh, well, shoot.
You know, seriously. So, I mean, you want that paycheck, you know, you're going to continue to work for it. And it's mm-hmm. basically, that's how I see it as, you know, like, if you want that body, you know, you want that change in your life, you want, you know, you just want to be all around healthier, you know. You have to make that, you know, lifetime, you know. It's got to be a lifetime change, you know. It's got to be, you know, consistency, you know. You have to stay on it. So that's just a little message for the people that, you know, start for a little bit and then quit. It's a lot, like...
Guilty.
Why would you do that, like, to yourself, you know? Like,
yeah.
So, like... To be honest, in my honest opinion, like, I'll tell people, like, don't start working out until you're ready to fully make that commitment. Mm. I mean, not even, like, working out. Don't start anything, like, fitness-related if you're not going to be fully committed.
Sure.
You know, like, as far as nutrition. Why would you go out and buy, like, everything to start meal prepping, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But... Let's say you meal prep for that week, but you start day one, day two, day three, you want to go eat out, you know, like mm-hmm. day four, you want to go eat out. Now you're wasting all that stuff. So
that is the main reason I do not meal prep. And I know that's so bad.
No, trust me. I don't meal prep neither because I like my stuff, you know, fresh.
Exactly.
I have, you know, in the past, you know, tried to do it. And it does come in handy whenever you're in a rush.
Sure.
You know, just something quick to grab. And then you're making sure... You're not just grabbing junk, you know, you're grabbing
right.
the stuff that's going to benefit you, you know, the right nutrients.
One slice of pizza and a brownie right next to it.
Hey, trust me, there's ways around it, you know. Yeah. I even talked about it in my seminar, you know, like, if you want to eat pizza, you know, that's fine. Just as long as you're getting all your nutrients in that meal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like I said, it's all about balance, you know. So let's say I'm eating pizza. My pizza has the carbs, my fats. So all I'm going to need is some protein, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, it might have more fats than I would need, more carbs that I might need. But eventually, I mean, not eventually, but at the end of the day, if you're getting all your nutrients, you know, it's not as bad as, you know, just eating that pizza.
Right.
You know, Because at the end of the day, you're one to get all your macros, which are fats, carbs, and protein.
Okay.
You know? So if you get all three of those, even though you are eating pizza, you know, drinking a beer, that's empty carbs. So
right.
If you have your protein and then you have your fats, you know, you're technically everything. Good.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't recommend, you know, everybody to eat like that, but like,
especially not every day either,
yeah,
you know?
Not every day, but that's where that balance comes in handy. You know, you don't always have to be like strict on yourself. So, you know, just keep in mind that, sure, this is a lifestyle, but I'm not like nobody that I do know a few people, but people that are trying to lose weight are not competing on stage like bodybuilders. So they don't have to be as strict as,
right,
you know,
right.
You know, sure, there are certain things that you have to be strict for a while, but like, you know, you don't have to be super hard on yourself, you know, take it easy, you know, like pat yourself on the back.
Right. I think that gives you a little bit of an advantage too, because you kind of have the space and the freedom to be like, okay, you know, I really like X, Y, Z. This is a good substitute for that. You know,
facts.
You're taking time to find what works. Mm-hmm. It's a process.
Right.
You're not going to jump in and just be like, oh my gosh, I'm going to replace all of my grains, all of my bad grains with like, you know, quinoa or
exactly,
you know, you can't, exactly. You can't do that.
I'm telling you, like,
you could, but it wouldn't be good for you.
No, yeah, and it'll just be like trying to quit cold turkey. Mm-hmm. That's gonna like be so hard and unmotivating for you that you're gonna quit. You know, you're not gonna last long. So you want to make it something that you're gonna last, that's gonna last for you. You know, something that's gonna, you know, always give you something to look forward to. You know,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to, you know, making it boring. Going 100% strict, you know, you're just busting your ass 7 days a week, eating like super strict 7 days a week. I mean, you gotta reward yourself when you work hard for a period of time,
right.
You know. So then that's also gonna make it easier for you to stay consistent, make it
motivate yourself.
Yeah, seriously. And, you know, make it a lifestyle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it makes it a lot easier to make it a lifestyle. And yes, it's got to be a lifestyle or else, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because as much as I would like to, you know, take weeks and months and stuff off. And, you know, trust me, I might take a month or something off of weights. But on the
you're
side,
still getting that,
you know. So
exercising,
it's, you know,
cardio,
you
whatever.
Have to. So it's not about, you know, just doing one thing. You got to mix it up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's where that consists, I mean, the life lifestyle comes in handy, you know, because nobody does the same thing every day, you
right.
know. So, you know, mix it up to make it fun,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not boring for you, so you could continue, you know, to make progress. Yeah, I feel like once that fun aspect and, you know, that variety, you know, because I feel like everybody should have, you know, a choice. Whatever that, you know, just it's out the picture, you know, you go 100% strict, it makes it less motivating. And
yeah,
shoot, I wouldn't want to do that neither, you know.
Right. Yeah. And that's where, you know, having adaptive classes like Afrobeats
mm-hmm.
and water aerobics or whatever comes mm-hmm. in handy, because like you're confusing your muscles,
mm-hmm.
number one, so you're making them uncomfortable.
Right.
And number two, if you really genuinely enjoy it, you're not just getting a workout from it. You're getting like serotonin. Like you're really,
you already
enjoying it.
Seriously,
yeah.
Yeah, you're giving your body that natural high, you know? And mm-hmm. That serotonin, you know, we all need it, you know, especially nowadays that everybody's all stressed, you know, uptight and whatnot. Exercise is definitely it's a must, you know. You don't have to lift weights, you know, just get that heart rate up, you know,
mm-hmm.
getting the serotonin, natural endorphins, you know,
mm-hmm.
flowing through your body, because we definitely need that, you know, especially
sure.
like I said, nowadays how everybody is, you know, just anxiety, stress and all that mm-hmm. stuff. That's
on
like natural medication to release those endorphins, you know.
Yeah.
We definitely need that. I feel like especially people that work, you know, in cubicles and, you know, state jobs and like people that don't see a lot of sun, people that are just in confined space and whatnot, you know, that personally speaking, that would drive me insane.
It does.
You know, so I feel like just even like 10 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes each day, you know, I feel like they should have, they should definitely start doing that at every job. You know, that'll just that'll give you increase like, productivity.
Yeah.
When your heart rate is up, you know, you're pumped, you know. Well, go ahead, play a little bit of music now that your heart rate is up. Now, you're not going to be feeling lazy and, you know, unmotivated. And
just like after lunch, like you eat and you're just like trying to, you know, power through the day, but you're sitting. You're just, you're ready to nap.
Like do like 10 jumping jacks or something just to keep that heart rate up, you know. So I definitely, I would like to start seeing that more. Hopefully, I mean, I've heard a lot more about it lately, but I still want to see a lot more workplaces that are encouraging, you know, the fitness lifestyle.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially, I mean, if we're talking about what we need as humans, mental health has been on the forefront. A lot of people are stressing, you know, having mental health days and sick days that you can use for yourself just to recuperate. And like you said, the 15 minute breaks, I know on my breaks, I try to get out just because I got to shake whatever I'm dealing with off. You know, you get into a repetitious habit or a repetitious task, and then you need to break the monotony up just to like feel like you're in control of your body again.
Right.
So, I agree with you. I think it's something beneficial that would be really helpful to everybody across the board is just taking, you know, giving people an extra 10 minutes to do whatever they need to do to like get clear again.
That reset button.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
Yeah. You have an Afrobeats class. Now, tell me what that's like. What, how did you get the idea?
Well, Afrobeats is just a mixture of, well, I wouldn't just say Nigerian and Ghanaian, but it's definitely very big in Nigeria and Ghana. But a lot of African, it's basically African hip-hop, you know, the culture, you know, and that's where Afrobeats originates from. Now with the fitness, I follow a Ghanaian, he goes by the name of Hurricane GH. My sister followed him and she was showing me his workouts and all that stuff. And I was like, oh, he's doing this. That's pretty cool. You know, oh, I should, you know, try something like that. And I've had the idea for some time and, I was just like, nah, I'm not going to do it. You know, nobody in Springfield is going to want to do something like that. It's too small. And I just kind of sat on it for a while. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to try something. And, you know, I tried last year, but nothing really, I didn't really try as much as I did this year. This year, I actually started the class, you know, and actually had it, well, I have it on once every Saturday.
Okay.
once a week, every Saturday at 9 a.m. And it also took me a little bit to get that time down. So I was like, I had to play with it, you know, just to see who would show up, what was going on. I, hey, thank God for collaborations. That's where it's at.
Yeah,
shout out
sure.
to, Ms. Didi. She was doing, a hip hop. She does hip hop, dance.
Okay.
You know, classes, well, kind of like aerobics. But I found out about her through one of my clients. And so I went to check out her class, and I was like, this is dope. You know, I definitely need to, like, do this more often. And plus, it kicked my ass, you know.
Yeah.
so we ended up collabing. Well, she came to one of my Afrobeats classes, and she liked it, too. So she talked to me about collabing and doing like a boot camp during the summer. So whenever I did that, I was like, man, people really love Afrobeats, you know? They're like, man, when are you going to come back? When are we going to do this again? And I was like, this dope. I didn't expect it to take off like this, and or people to even like it like that. So that definitely just gave me a little bit more encouragement to, you know, kind of just boost it and push it more and actually, you know, do it, you know. And so it's all came with an idea and, you know, being nervous and, you know, finally getting my feet wet. And now, you know, it's actually becoming something. So,
That's wild.
Yes. Speaking of this, if this does come out after Christmas, I am planning on doing a really big end of the year Afrobeats group class at the Boys and Girls Club, the gymnasium. So,
yo, that'll be dope.
For free. So anybody come, bring a friend, bring family, anybody, you know. So, yeah, Saturday at 9 a.m.
On what day?
The
Saturday after Christmas?
Is it be this set? Hold on. Yeah, Saturday after Christmas.
Okay.
So, yeah, it'll be the last Afrobeats class.
Of the year. Okay.
It'll be, let's see the date. That's the 28th.
Okay.
Yes. The 28th of December.
Yo, I'm going to have to check that out because, like, every single time that I see the Afrobeats class, and, like, I never get to go because I'm always working or I'm doing something, you know.
I work on Saturdays, too.
So. It's rough, but, like, those classes look so dope. No, but for real, though, these classes look so fun. They look dope. And I'm here for anything that's for the culture. Like, truthfully, like, mm-hmm. I shouldn't say anything, but I'm here for most things that are for the culture.
Right.
And, about lifting the people up and making mm-hmm. people better, and honestly, you know, getting your mind right through fitness and aerobic exercise is important. If you're able to do so, any type of movement to like get up and moving,
amen,
is good for
seriously.
You.
Seriously, yeah.
Plus, it's always a vibe too. I mean, who can argue with that? So here's a strange question. What's your favorite part about being a personal trainer?
I would say the results I get, but not just that. The confidence and just how when people do see, you know, that difference it did make in their life, you know, just that energy, you know, I get energy from that because just seeing people like turn their life around. It's like, man, like I really didn't know, you know, I was this bad at this. I didn't know I struggled with this until like I actually, you know, like started working out and I saw that, you know, hey, I struggle with this, you know, like, or like just overcame a mountain. Like, oh, the smallest I couldn't do push-ups, you know, now I'm doing push-ups. I had a client literally who could not do push-ups, you know, I mean, not push-ups, but jumping jacks, you know, she's never been, like, done any, like, physical activity at all, wow. apart from walking on the treadmill, so just from seeing her, like, starting out doing jumping jacks, and, you know, she just kind of, like, was awkward about the whole situation, just seeing her doing, like, from day one to, like, just advancing to she's doing push-ups. She struggled with push-ups, you know. Mm-hmm. Just so I would say definitely overcoming that barrier that, you know, they thought they would never, you know, overcome. Mm. So
it's not just about the physical results. It's about the mental and...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The uh-huh. character change that you go through.
Mm-hmm.
It really is a transformative experience just being able to say, wow, you know, I can feel myself being stronger, or mm-hmm. I can feel myself having more stamina, or, you know, I sleep better.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things are like life changing. So I'm here for it. So for the people out there, where do you primarily, where's your primary location? Do you work with people inside of their gym, or do you have your own gym that you work at based out of, or
my group classes is at Hank's gym.
Okay.
So the 8 weeks, which will be a 6 weeks transformation program starting January. That's where I'm at. So Hank's gym in Rochester, and I do one-on-ones But I've been limited my one-on-one, so to only, not to be, you know, rude or anything, but I just want to work with people who are really motivated. Serious. And yeah. Like wanna you know, actually make a difference, you know.
Sure.
People, like you said, people are serious about it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to, you know, feel like we wasted time, you know.
Right.
Whenever you've been coming here working out, but you go home and you eat like junk and you don't do things to, you know, just to kind of, you know, balance it out. Hey, trust me, you know, I'm not perfect. You know, I have my days that, you know, I eat like shit. Like I was just telling y'all earlier, I had donuts. Like, I'm addicted to donuts. I will admit, I have a donut problem. My sister would tell me, people would tell me, like, dude, you have a problem. It's like, I know. But during the week, I'm on my shit, you know. So it's not just, like, every day I'm eating donuts. So during the week, sure, I'll get back on my strict diet or, you know, fair enough, you know, diet. But... You know, and just like everything in life, it's all about a balance. So
right.
If you could still enjoy the things you want to, but still, I mean, I know you want to also enjoy, you know, a fit body, like good health and all that stuff. So
right.
It's all about, you know.
Because I got to be real with you. If I have to choose between like having a really greasy burger at 3 a.m. after a night at the club, you know, sorry, mama, but... If I had to choose between that and, like, you know, being completely stacked and clear as complexion, like, I'm going to be real with you. There's going to be a day and time where I'm going to be like, well, just one bite.
Oh, yeah.
Messed up and mad.
And you're not alone. You know, I'm there, too. There's days that after a meal, like, I struggle I have a sweet tooth, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, so.
Same.
And especially late at night, if I don't get in, like, my protein and, like, fill myself up, you know, if I have that little bit of hunger in my stomach, I'm going to want something sweet. So, you know, it's all about tricking yourself sometimes. So just kind of being prepared because, you know, that hunger is going to come, you know?
And it'll strike.
Yeah.
Just.
Oh, yeah.
I went to one of Clemens' classes on intermittent fasting, and that's where I really realized like the sacrifices I was gonna have to make and how I was gonna like what I was gonna do to trick myself, like you said, mm-hmm. to kind of deal with that struggle. And so like when I get home late, you know, from either going from a full day of work to rehearsals and or to the gym or whatever else, I mean, I want to like have something that's gonna like be heavy. I want something mm-hmm. that's gonna make me feel sleepy because mm-hmm. I'm already tired, you know. But buying things like, you know, Halos, Cuties, bananas, blackberries, and things like that
mm-hmm.
in place of, like, chips and sandwiches and all the things that I really did were a good way to trick myself because I would get home and I wouldn't want to make a meal. So I'm like, well, what's quick that I can make? And it'll be the fruits or that I can eat, you know, the fruits, the applesauce, the apples, bananas, all that stuff, the shakes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, tricking yourself by being prepared and kind of like replacing the things that you would normally with something else that's good but just different.
Mm. That's a real good point.
Oh yeah, yeah. Definitely, I'd say it's setting yourself up to win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah. Because mm-hmm. I mean, everybody knows that struggle. Like, if you know you struggle, you have to set yourself up to win.
Because right.
You know that day is gonna come. You know, when you just like you're weak. You know, so. That
oh, yeah, because, like, man, I'll smell like some barbecue. And
say less.
Say I mean, less. For real, though, I've been missing Chicago barbecue like nobody's business, man. Nobody's business. So if I'm smelling it, then I'm going to attack it. I'm going to eat it. And I'm often going to eat too much of it just because, like, you know, I haven't seen it in so long. So, again, like, tricking yourself. I'll do occasionally I'll do like some real lean meat and I'll just barbecue that or I'll slow roast it. So it's kind of like still got that barbecue feel, but it's like, you know, the fat will drip off or it's like not really that much fat on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I eat a little bit better
mm-hmm.
or at least I'm thinking that I'm eating a little bit
yeah.
better. The jury's out because I still eat like four sandwiches, but you know, whatever.
That's crazy. Some days I'm like on it, and other, like, some days I'm like, all right, rice cakes, you know, like real light.
Yeah.
You know, when I need to, like at the, in the middle of the day or like at the end of the day, like taking in less carbs. And then other days I'm like, I want all the smoke with all the potatoes.
Yeah.
I want all the carbs. I want all the potatoes.
That was me this week. That's going to be me like till Christmas is over, you know. And, like I said, it's all about balance. So, you know, tomorrow is Monday. I'm going to kick my ass in the gym. You know, right now we're doing a burpee challenge. So we're doing 30 burpees every day. Yeah, I'm very proud of everybody that's doing that. And it just came as an idea, you know, and they stuck with it. And I'm like, I was very, like, shocked at how many people are still, you know, are doing it. Like, I'll come to the gym in between, like, the workouts before even start, you know, certain people are knocking them out. People post videos at work doing, like, their burpees.
That's so dope.
In cubicles and whatnot. So, you know, I'm like, that right there, you know, while you're at work, you know, you, because, you know, people ain't going to want to do nothing at work, you know. Whenever you don't have any energy or you're just, like, unmotivated, you know, you're not going to want to be there and whatnot. So
Right. Even
doing this little bit as something as simple as burpees, you know, is going to fire the energy, you know, get your heart rate up. It's going to, you know, I don't know what everybody does at work, but I know if I did burpees, you know, it's going to kind of hype me up, get my heart rate up. True. You know, shoot. I might even want to turn some music to keep me hyped up, you know, just anything just to keep the energy up just so you could accomplish, you know, what you need to. Because I don't know about you, but when my energy's down, you know, I kind of feel lazy, sluggish, and, you know, I don't want to do anything. So just like kind of tricking yourself, send that vibe, send that mode, you know, send yourself up to win.
Yeah. Bet. So this is another odd question, but it's kind of like pertinent. What is your schedule like? Like when you're working on yourself, not even including your clients, what do you get up early and then just like knock it out immediately in the day or immediately after that, or what's up?
I'm not gonna lie, I'm not very as consistent as I would like to be, but when I do like write out a plan, you know, I stick to it. But as far as you know, my workout plan, I just whenever I can get it in, you know, it's not like a specific time every day. But even in between, you know, while I'm training, while they're taking a break, I might squeeze in like, you know, 5 deadlifts or just something, just to kind of keep, you know, me going, because I might not have worked out that day or anything.
Right.
I just want, you know, a little something light, you know. So, yeah, I wouldn't say, because right now I don't have, apart from the 30 burpees a day, you know, this is, you know, the longest I haven't really been consistent with lifting and, like, but I still work out, if that makes any sense. You
sure,
know?
Yeah.
It's just not like like an everyday regimen that I'm like staying to a plan. So,
okay,
yeah.
I got
Yeah,
you.
I'm not on a plan right now, but I still like try to stay physically active.
And it's a little bit different for you anyway, because like you're working with other people and like you're still in this realm and this grind.
Right.
You're just not like, your grind is a little more spaced out.
Oh, yeah.
So like I get that. That makes sense. And I don't know about you, and maybe this is just me. I need to like really, I know that this isn't my area that I've been certified in, but, I try to know my body as best I can. And sometimes you just know like, okay, I don't need to be working on chest today. I'll just work on this target area for my legs and then go from there, you know, and adjust your workout as you need to, just because of how your body personally feels.
And everybody definitely should. You should know your body best than anybody, you know. Everybody really, truly should study themselves, you know, in and out.
Right.
You know, I feel like it's funny. I think about this, like, all the time. And I actually was thinking about this earlier today. So it's funny how we know more about certain people or just like certain things that really don't have a lot, that doesn't have anything to do with our lives, you know, that's right. not gonna like add or you're nothing valuable, you know, it's just like simple knowledge, you know, like yeah. people know like Beyonce's birthday, you know, like how she's tall a Virgo, she is. Well, you know,
right,
food, you know,
right, born September 4th, like all of the, you know, seriously. Like all of these things, but like,
what do you really even know about yourself? You know, do you know what food, you know, makes you feel bloated? Do you know what, you know, what food gives you a headache? Mm-hmm. What food makes you groggy and stuff like that? I believe, like,
right,
you know, like, we truly should deeply pay attention to our body and, like, you know, mentally and physically. You
That's
know?
Real.
Because I just, yeah, I eat Popeyes. yeah. I had to do, me and my girl were arguing about which one was better, Popeyes or Chick-fil-A. So we had to get both, you know, to make sure, you know, we was on the same page. And for a while... I said Popeyes.
Okay.
No,
all right, just so
we're
clear. Because
I thought Chick-fil-A was winning, but it was just the sauce, you know? But, like, Popeyes, they did their thing. They really came at Chick-fil-A. They, like, they for you to come at a company that's done the same thing over and over to, like, master, like, what they did, but, like, also scale it down to, like, add your own little flavor to it, you know? Like,
yeah.
That's some ultimate finesse. the mm-hmm. ultimate finesse. Yeah, so, and you don't even have to order it with, like, nothing. But anyways, yeah, where I was going with that is we tried them both. She had one, I had one, you know, for each. She ate hers, I ate mine. And later on, you know, I'm like, man, I'm kind of feeling tired, you know. Mm-hmm. And usually... I know, like, you know your body, so you know things that you do that make you tired and things that you do that doesn't make you tired, mm-hmm. or things that bore you and things that don't bore you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm sitting there, and I'm literally, like, not too long after I ate it, just dozing off. Like, I just feel, like, groggy, dead, just drained. Like, I just drank, like, a bucket of grease. I mean, don't get me wrong, it was fire. It was smacking. You know, yeah. I'll probably eat it again. But, like, just, I can't eat that every day knowing, you know, what it's doing to my body.
Exactly.
And people really should pay attention to that. Like, if that's what you eat every day and you're going to work and you feel like, man, why do I not like this job? Why am I tired? Why am I not accomplishing the task that I'm supposed to do at work? You know, like... And you wonder why, you know, like, food is really medication. And it actually, yeah. I just learned this year, 2019 was when I came up with the concept, you know, like, well, I didn't come up with the concept, but when, like, the awakening, you know, my awakening to, you know, nutrition. So I've just been trying to, you know, kind of pass it, you know, share it. You know, I know. Certain people are probably like, oh, shut up, because I always preach it, but, you know, I'm going to preach it till I die. I don't care, you know. This, I live by it because I've seen what it's done to me, and I've seen what it's done to other people. So, I like, if I could help them, why not, you know? Right. So, yeah.
A good way to get this information is to come to your next...
Oh, yeah.
What was it?
The seminar.
Yeah, the next seminar. It was at the incubator. It was... good seminar, and it broke down a lot of nutritional details that go into intermittent fasting and mm-hmm. just kind of like generally with what, you know, things like carbs do to you, if it's going to be in this meal, like, you know, which meal you should avoid these types of these food groups in. And it was really something that was easy to understand and easy to apply, because I just started doing little things like eating a little bit less carbs in my last meal. And, you know, eating more protein in my first two meals, things like that. You know,
right.
being mindful of using 4 eggs instead of 2 because of the amount of protein for my body weight and my goals.
Okay.
So, like, it was really informative.
Yeah, I'm very glad for the people that actually did get something out of it. Like, whenever you're talking about how much, like, you've learned and how it's helped you out, it's kind of changing, you know, certain things you would in your nutrition life. Like, that's awesome, you know. I'm glad, you know, I can be able to, you know, help in that aspect. So, yeah.
Results. We love results.
Yes, yes, yeah, we do.
Man, thank you so much. This was really good because, like, I'm starting to think, like, okay, I'm not even going to front and be like, oh, you know, I'm going to get my food together. I'm going to clean out all that junk food. No, I'm going to keep that.
Just keep it moderate.
Moderate. Moderation. Yeah, I'm a reduce how much I eat. I might do like half a bag of family size chips in one night instead of the full bag.
Come on.
You know, baby steps.
The half a family.
Right, right, right. 2020 ain't here yet. Okay. You know, but yes.
Hey, at least you're starting to get prepared, you know. So,
right,
you know,
right. You know, yeah. I got to wean myself off of it. Because if I just jump in cold turkey, then it's like, you know, bench press 160.
Reggie, you good?
Mad as hell. Freaking out. Thank you so much for listening. This has been On the Reg Podcast.